WFXX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College. Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys. 98.7 The Fox.
Well, if the big guy were here, he would call this the start of the three-day party weekend. Because it is a party weekend when you think about it. Let's talk for a Friday. Scott with you again. The Ironhead Jeff Byers is scheduled to be back on Monday. Okay, buddy. I did hear from him yesterday. He sent me more pictures from his vacation. And I'm looking at these pictures. I'm like, you, great photos from Wyoming and so on. And what did he tell me yesterday? He's in Florida. He's on a beach with a tropical drink. And I'm just sitting here like, you, I can't use those words on radio. He's having a great time with his family. Good for him. He's actually doing an event down in Florida, sportsy event this weekend. That's why they're primarily down there. They're supposed to get back Sunday, and his butt better be in the seat here on Monday morning. We will see. He's probably listening on the stream right now laughing. Oh, ha, ha. I'll get you, buddy. You just wait. But in the meantime, friends, welcome to a Friday show. Lots to cover. We got an open line program. If you want, we could start right now. Okay, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. A lot to talk about, and maybe you want to call in what I'm talking about, or you want to, you know, toss something else new in there. That's perfectly fine. NFL draft, of course, started last night. Some, I don't know, intrigue and whatever there. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. We got a blue-white weekend, which is great. We'll see if the weather holds, if you will. I mean, folks, come on. It's still April. The last 2 days, we got spoiled, right? Two just gorgeous days. Today, yeah, not as gorgeous, and we are apparently, we're going to get some rain tonight, which we need, by the way. Ask any farmer, they'll tell you, hey, we have rain about now. It's not going to be heavy rain, nothing like that, but we could use some, moisture. Yesterday at this time, I had mentioned that for yesterday, there was a, wildfire advisory or something like that. Like, hey, let's be careful. That pretty much went through the daytime hours until sunset. And I mentioned, hey, burning, don't do it. Just don't do it. All right. Don't burn anything yesterday. And as far as I know, we got fine. We're fine yesterday. Not so much. I think one or two places downstate, they had some wildfires, you know, woof, just kind of pop out of nowhere yesterday. I don't think they were all that big, large. They had them contained, I think. I didn't get an update on that this morning. Those fires over in New Jersey, they arrested somebody yesterday. If you follow news, maybe you saw this, because these are significant wildfires over in New Jersey yesterday. They arrested, I believe, a 19-year-old kid who apparently a couple days ago started a bonfire and then did not thoroughly put the fire out. And then the fire apparently rekindled and then whoosh, and now a lot of damage. We're talking, I don't know, thousands of acres burned and stuff like that. Just, this is bad. This kid faces some very serious charges. Now, you know, we'll see how this proceeds. But, I mean, folks, this is Boy Scout stuff. All right, first off, you don't burn in very, very dry situations. And if you do burn, of course, you thoroughly make sure your fire is out. This is Boy Scout stuff. Apparently this kid in New Jersey, I'm going to assume, was never a Boy Scout. All right? I mean, it's just stuff like this. Like, come on, use your head. So on a really, really dry, you know, yes, we have lots of green grass. We have a nice big window here at our studio, and I'm looking out the window, and I see nice green grass. That's great. I also know there's a lot of dry brush in, you know, different spots and so on. When it's really dry, don't burn. Just simple rule, don't burn. Don't do it. wait until it's a little more moist, and then off you go. So we're going to get some rain apparently tonight into tomorrow morning. Hopefully it won't put any kind of a damper on all the blue-white activities for tomorrow. All right. So, and actually, I tell you, I got a sheet here. There is, I say blue-white activities. There's a lot of stuff going on in the neighborhood. Actually, starting today or tonight, and then through the weekend. All right, free plug alert. Let's mention this here, you know, very quickly. So tonight there's a concert at Eisenhower Auditorium. What is this? Center for Performing Arts is going to be doing Beethoven's Ninth. That sounds pretty cool. I like Beethoven. I might even play him a little later on. There we go. And so they've got a special presentation, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the Penn State School of Music Choirs, which I kind of have a soft spot for them because I used to have a kid that was a member of them. That's all tonight. Tickets, says here, $50 for adults, $25 for those 18 and younger. If you're a Penn State student, you can get a ticket for $10. All right, that sounds pretty cool. Of course, let's go for tomorrow. A lot of things happening tomorrow. The game, if you want to call it a game, and it really isn't, of course, is 2 p.m. tomorrow. Once again, if you go to the game, the stuff tomorrow, parking, you know, make sure you know about parking. Preferably, you know, do a little research, go PSUsports.com, do a little research in advance on where you can and cannot park tomorrow because of all the work that they're doing on the west side of the stadium. I would say don't just show up. Do your research today on, okay, where am I allowed to go? Where should I go? So if you're going tomorrow, you can figure out and not have to guess and, you know, get into trouble and all that sort of thing. The folks from Lion Surplus, that must be an interesting job. Lion Surplus on campus, they take all this stuff that I guess people don't want anymore, or it's not trash, it's just stuff that people don't want, and they leave, and they leave it behind. It ends up at Lion Surplus. So tomorrow, those folks are doing a special sale and auction. This is tomorrow at Pagula Ice Arena. Starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow until 2 p.m., which is when the football stuff starts. They're doing a blue-white apparel and equipment sale. All right, so apparel means clothing. So all sorts of, you know, Penn State clothing and so on that they have on surplus, they will be selling that. I'm not sure why anybody would want this. Items from the old Beaver Stadium press box. All right, maybe. Now, folks, this is going back for me 27 years. Maybe you can find my old seat because I'm pretty sure after 27 years, the old seat was probably still there. That's why they brought the doggone thing down. Boom, it was really, really outmoded. But items from the old press box you can buy. Okay, not sure why you want to, but anyway. Bleacher tops from the west side of the stadium. Again, boom, coming down. They're going to be selling that stuff. This is tomorrow. Then on Monday, if you can't somehow make it tomorrow, on Monday, they're going to do an online auction for more stadium memorabilia. And apparently then, they're just going to keep on doing that for any number of weeks. You'll be able to buy old Penn State memorabilia and clothing and stuff like that. Not old clothing, but clothing. I would say probably do a web search for Lion Surplus. And I'm assuming they have a website page. It probably has some information about this. So there you go. All right. Let's see. Downtown at the State Theater, they're doing a concert tomorrow, I guess after the game. They're doing a remembrance of Amy Winehouse, who's a former music star. It's called Back to Back to Black. They have a 12-piece band that they're going to do Amy Winehouse hits. So go to the State Theater website, and you can purchase tickets online for that. That will be later tomorrow. On Sunday is the Special Olympics run, the 16th Paterno Family Beaver Stadium run for Special Olympics will be on Sunday. Last year, they did pretty good. They raised around $500,000, and then that money goes to the Pennsylvania Special Olympics, the Summer Games, which are always here. Sue Paterno is a big, big, big champion of this. The PA Summer Games is always in June. So this will be on Sunday. The race starts at 11 a.m. You can either run the 5K, or for those of us that literally can't run a 5K, they will have a 2-mile family fun walk. Okay, that sounds, I don't know, that's a bit more my speed, I think, all right? So that's on Sunday. And then, it's interesting what becomes a big event. They're doing this mac and cheese festival. All right, this is being done at the Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center. These, I love this, State College Mac and Cheese Festival. So a bunch of local restaurants are doing, I guess, a competition where they're doing their own macaroni and cheese versions. And so it's going to be like a taste test thing. And they have awards, and, well, here are the categories. One is the cheesiest. All right, I like that. Mac and cheese, the cheesiest. One category is called Most Like Moms. I'm not sure what the parameters are for that one. One's called Most Original. Okay, that could be interesting. What can you throw into macaroni and cheese? And then there's one called People's Choice. Okay. Now, the bad news for this, it says here tickets are actually sold out for this event. Really? Okay. Again, it's interesting. What draws people? Apparently, they have a wait list, and you can somehow join the wait list. All the sales from this fun event this weekend is going to Center Safe. So that's pretty cool. Macaroni and cheese. Then again, you got autograph sessions. Now, there's been a change in the program here. All right? Change in the program. First off, Penn State football players are going to be signing autographs. They'll be signing posters from about 11:30 tomorrow to 12:15. Now, not just any place. You might want to note this. If you have your favorite player or a couple of players, or you're ambitious and you want to try to hit them all, which is probably impossible, but you can give it a whirl, tomorrow, 11:30 to 12:15, at Gate A of the stadium, they will have linebackers and defensive linemen. So if your favorite player's there, you go to Gate A. Gate B, they'll have quarterbacks, wide receivers, and specialists. They're at Gate B. Gate E, running backs and offensive line. Gate E tomorrow. And then at Legacy Plaza outside the stadium, they have tight ends and defensive backs. All right? So whoever your favorite guy or guys is, you go to that particular place tomorrow from 11:30 to 12:15. Then from 12:30 to 1:15, now here's the change. Penn State's national championship teams this year, women's volleyball and wrestling, they're at different places now. They were at some other place. Now they've changed them. I'm not sure why, but they have. For women's volleyball tomorrow, you want to go to the Section SJ Concourse. You better write that down. Section SJ Concourse. And for the Penn State wrestlers, you want to go to Gate A. All right, so those are different places for both of those teams than we had a couple of days ago, earlier this week. So, again, there's a lot of fun things going on starting this evening all the way through Sunday. And, yes, the Mac and Cheese Festival is sold out. How about that? That's very interesting, okay. Now, in my case, this evening, I'm going to be doing something I've never done before. No, not that. Okay, I have two kids. Something I've never done before, okay? I got asked about this a few weeks ago, and at first, I'll be honest, I thought, okay. But then the more I thought about it, oh, okay, this will be fun. All right? And especially if you're from either Penns Valley or from State College, all right, if you have nothing to do this evening, here is a fun event at Penns Valley High School. It's supposed to start officially at 7 p.m. this evening. Yes, it's a donkey basketball game. I'm going to announce a donkey basketball game. I can't say I've ever done that before. I've been to a donkey basketball game. I've never announced one, and I'm still not exactly sure how I'm going to do this. This is an FFA thing. Future Farmers of America, Penns Valley, and State College both have FFA chapters. They have students, farmers, or they want to go into farming and so on. And they're going to just have a fun, kind of a fundraising game tonight at Penns Valley High School. The doors open at 6. The action, I guess, begins at 7. That's it. Now, donkey basketball, I know some of you, oh, I can't believe they still do that. Oh, folks, just stop. Okay. Now, this has changed over the years. Again, in my old job, I worked primarily with schools, and I bumped into this from time to time. You know, school would have a donkey basketball game as a fundraiser for something. You know, the senior class or something. Boom, something. So that's what this is tonight. Fundraiser, in this case, is for FFA. And there used to be a company based out of Sayre, which is way up by the New York border in Bradford County. But that company, I guess, went out of business or sold out a number of years ago. I think it's still the same outfit. They're actually from Ohio. And they have donkeys, and they go around different states, and school, it's usually at a school, and it could be kids, it could be, you know, teachers, and so on, and they get them on the donkeys on a basketball floor, and somehow you make the donkey move, and you somehow move the ball down the floor, and try to shoot, and all this sort of thing, while you're on the back of a donkey. Now, sometimes the donkeys cooperate, and sometimes they don't. That's the funny part of this. I know for a fact that this, if it's this company, I'm pretty sure it's the same company from Ohio. It's called Buckeye Sports or Buckeye Donkeys or something like that. They take very, very good care of the donkeys. All right, there's no way they're going to allow a donkey to be, you know, mistreated, stuff like that. No, 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 because that's, come on, they're bringing in the dough, so to speak, if you will. So they take very good care of the donkeys, and it's hilarious. And, of course, almost inevitably, some point during the game, one of the donkeys decides, I need to do something right now, and right on the floor. And then you get somebody who has to come out and, like, clean it up and all this sort of thing, and people are laughing and having a great time. It's a fun event. And so, especially again, now this is for anybody, but if you're from Penns Valley or if you're from State College and you want to support your FFA students from your particular school, or you're just interested in a fun night out that will benefit the FFA chapters, I'm sure, you know, both of them and so on, why not? All right. Penns Valley High School tonight, 7 o'clock start. It says the doors open at 6. I'm sure there will, the food stand, I'm sure will be open. All right. And I guess they need time to, well, they need time to get the players ready because they have to show them, okay, here's what you do with the donkey. All right. This is what you do. This is what you don't do and all that sort of thing. And you, I guess, get introduced to your teammate of sorts that you're about to, you know, get on the donkey's back and all that sort of thing. I guess it takes some time to kind of break them in. And then the game starts at 7, and then we'll see how it goes. And yours truly will be the announcer tonight. I'm still not exactly. I sent them a note this morning like, guys, what am I doing exactly tonight? You want to tell me? So anyway, if it's a lot of fun, great fundraiser, you know, check it out. It's going to be a blast. All right, now our sports segments in the next segment. Yes, of course, we're going to talk about the NFL draft last night. Oh, boy. Up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Only the first round was last night. That's the way it works. Tonight, starting, I believe, at 7 tonight, is rounds 2 and 3. And then tomorrow, I believe, starting at noon, rounds 4 through 7. And those last rounds kind of, they start to go fast, like bang, 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 until they get through the end of the 7th round. I'll save, you know, some of the, you know, nuts and bolts about the draft for next segment. All right, we'll save that for that. There were some interesting things last night in this one. Again, the NFL now moves this thing every year. Next year is going to be in Pittsburgh. So Steelers fans are going to have a blast next year. The NFL draft this time next year will be in Pittsburgh. So get ready for that. But, of course, Green Bay, you know, iconic franchise. Tons and tons of Packers fans there. You know, they go to the Chicago Bears pick. Boo! You know, a lot of booing. They bring out Clay Matthews before it starts. And so, you know, they celebrate Green Bay, and they had some ex, you know, former Green Bay stars, and they're on the stage. Now, Clay Matthews was a fantastic player for the Packers. He was. And a little wild, and he's still a little wild. And he gets up, and they made the mistake, frankly, of giving him the microphone. If you watched this last night, and if you're a Chicago Bears fan, you are not a happy person today. Because they let Clay Matthews, they give him the microphone. Big mistake. He pulls out, he says, I was on a phone call with President Trump. And I heard that, I'm like, are you kidding? Really? I think he made it up. And he pulls out this thing from his pocket, and he has a message. And he yells into the microphone, the Bears still something. And, of course, the crowd just roars at this. And I'm thinking ESPN executives are like, oh, man, why did we allow that? Oh, that's not what should have happened. All right, and everybody's clear. Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is kind of standing there. And he's probably thinking, oh, crap. Oh, that was, shouldn't have done that. And then the whole draft starts. So we'll have some draft thoughts, all right, coming up with our sports segment here. In just a few minutes. A surprise or two last night. Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren both got first round. We expected that. Tyler went a little longer than what the experts were thinking. Actually, I think he ended up in a really good spot. So we'll have some other notes. And no, the Steelers did not pick a quarterback. Oh, my. This could be fun. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, we'll come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Get ready, Center County. Clearwater Pool and Spa is turning up the heat at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th with an incredible giveaway. We're giving one lucky winner a walk-in 735L hot tub by Hot Springs. This six-person luxury spa is designed for the ultimate relaxation experience. Featuring powerful massage jets for deep hydrotherapy, multi-zone LED lighting to set the perfect mood, energy-efficient smart jet technology to keep costs low, and, of course, the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the industry leader in comfort and innovation. Want to enter? Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall before the event or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to take home this premium hot spring hot tub. Make sure to check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit us in person at our Center Hall location where you can browse our full lineup of hot spring spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our Imagine Pools and our selection of fiberglass pools by Ocean Reef. Win big this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is where you will hear Paul Skeens pitch.
Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Skeens. That's four through two innings. Six up, six down for Paul Skeens.
And this is where you can learn that Key Brian Hayes is one of the best defensive players in Major League Baseball.
Bunny, Ward, Barucci now to third. Hayes, bare hands, throws, and got him! Terrific play by Key Brian Hayes! Magnificent!
Or perhaps you're just wondering, how do you answer?
Swing, fly ball, deep right field, cruises hit a grand slam! That's how you answer! That's how you answer!
Stay tuned for more Pirates baseball all summer long, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And hopefully you remember how to properly use your Jolly Roger.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
Let's talk for a Friday morning. Scott with you one more time, all right? Our friend Jeff Byers, he'll be back Monday, allegedly. He better be, all right? We got some interesting open line talk coming up a little bit later on. Interesting release from local state Senator Chris Dush involving the Rockview prison idea. I read this yesterday, and I just said, really? All right, so we'll have that later on. Trump and Company, of course, plenty of stuff there, and other topics, and your calls. So that's coming up a little bit later on. Let's do some sports, as we always do. There was only, as far as I know, there was only one high school activity yesterday, and I could not find a score on it. Boys lacrosse Carlisle over at State College. If somebody knows, you want to call that in, that's perfectly fine. High school action today. Interestingly enough, it's all away. Penns Valley makes the long drive down to Forest Hills for both baseball and softball today, this afternoon. You're going from one end, sort of District 6, to the other end of District 6. So, yeah, that's a long drive. Do a twofer. I've noticed that a lot with this new Laurel Highlands configuration. You've got Penns Valley is where I live. If they're going to, like, Somerset and Bedford, Forest Hills, we're talking long distance. They try to do twofers, if you will, you know, like boys and girls, I don't know, basketball or something like that. In this case, it's baseball and softball. Baldy Galeria softball making the long drive down to Somerset today. And Belfont girls lacrosse has a road game at Holy Redeemer. That is the high school activity for today. All right, Penn State, we're going to leave the draft for last. All right, we're going to leave that for last. Let's start with Penn State men's volleyball, the EIVA semifinals at Princeton, and yep, Nittany Lions came through last night. Now, Penn State was the number 3 seed in this gig. They took on NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology, which was the number 2 seed. Forget about it. Penn State, 3-game sweep, or a 3-set sweep, 25-22, 25-21. And 25-21, so they will move on to the finals now. Penn State 13-15 on the season, the top seed, and the host is Princeton. Princeton dispatched George Mason yesterday, so those two will meet for the EIVA title and the right to move on. That'll be tomorrow at Princeton, starting at 5 p.m. If you recall, Penn State and Princeton just played here last weekend at Rec Hall. They split those two matches. Princeton won the first one. Penn State won the second one. Let's see what happens tomorrow. 5 o'clock. If you want to watch that tomorrow, yeah, it's ESPN Plus. Yeah, streaming. You got to pay extra for that if you don't already have that. Matthew Luoma had a good night. 17 kills in the matchup. Michael Schwab, 38 assists over 3 sets. That's also outstanding. Will Coons had 10 kills on the night. Gage Gabriel hit 700 with 8 kills on the night. So a good night for Penn State. The question is, can they do it again against Princeton? Let's see what happens with that, all right? And again, that final is tomorrow, not today, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Penn State men's golf team this weekend is at the Big Ten Men's Golf Championships. That's today through Sunday at the Baltimore Country Club. All 18 Big Ten teams will be there. Everybody plays golf. Several of the Big Ten teams are nationally ranked. Penn State is not one of those. UCLA is number 12, Illinois right behind at number 13. So those two teams, they're going to be the favorites in this gig this weekend. Northwestern, Oregon, Purdue, and USC also ranked in the top 50 of the country. Down in Philadelphia, the Penn Relays started yesterday. I guess call them the venerable Penn Relays because I believe, if I'm correct, that's the oldest track and field competition in the country. And I think it actually goes back to the 1890s. It goes way, way, way back at Franklin Field. I tried to grab what I could grab. The highlight note, Penn State's Jake Allen won the college men's 1500-meter championship with a time of 3 minutes 43.16 seconds. He just beat out Michael Danzy of Notre Dame by 0.05 of a second. Now, I didn't see a video of this, but I'm thinking Allen won by a nose. 0.05, that's, woo, he won by a nose. Penn State's Nick Sloff was 8th in that same event. I noticed, a few other Penn State results. No wins, top 3 or anything like that. Again, the Penn Relays is humongous. There's a high school, prep school category. There is an international category, and there's a college category. You can, look them up online, Penn Relays. Take a look at the schedule for today. It is staggering, the number of events and these different levels that they're going to be running. I mean, it's crazy stuff. Today and tomorrow, Penn Relays down in Philadelphia. Penn State baseball and softball, both on the road for some weekend series. Softball team is down at Maryland for a 3-game set. First game tonight, 6 p.m. Baseball team, weekend series, they're way out on the West Coast. UCLA tonight, that won't start. Tonight's game won't start until 9 p.m. Eastern time. So they've got a 3-game set in L.A. Men's lacrosse, big game tomorrow at Panzer Stadium, Big Ten tournament. Penn State plays host to Johns Hopkins as part of the Blue-White Weekend, perfectly timed. That game tomorrow is at noon. This is the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament. Whoever wins this tomorrow will move on to the Big Ten semifinals. Now, the rest of the tournament is going to be at Michigan, and it won't be until Thursday next week. Penn State is the decided favorite in this game. Right now, the Nittany Lions rank number 4 in the country for men's lacrosse with a record of 9-3. Johns Hopkins comes in ranked number 16 in the country. They have a record of 6-7. Again, Panzer Stadium tomorrow at noon. If you're doing all the blue-white stuff and you want to, get on over to Panzer Stadium. Yes, you have to buy a ticket to go see this action. All right, should be pretty cool. The Learfield Director's Cup. All right, now this is this thing where you do point values for, depending on how well your sports teams do, Division I, varsity sports, then they add them all up, and at the end of the year, summertime, some school gets the Learfield Director's Cup. Okay, that's fine. Right now, after the fall and winter seasons, Penn State is number 4 in this gig right now. They have 750 points. Stanford, again, Stanford is always there. They're always there. Stanford right now is first, 904 points. North Carolina is second with almost 900 points. They're just behind. Ohio State is third with about 795 points. And then Penn State right now is fourth at 750 points. Wisconsin is fifth at 693 points. Now, I did a little digging yesterday because I was guessing on this a little bit. I thought, no, I want to know this. How many varsity sports do these various schools have? Because that, obviously figures into the equation here for this gig. Stanford has 36 varsity sports. By the way, Penn State has 29. That might explain why Stanford always seems to be up near the top of this deal. North Carolina has 28 varsity sports. Ohio State, again, big number again, 36 varsity sports. So if you're wondering, okay, why these teams? Well, they're all good, or why these schools? They're good. All right. If I understand the point thing correctly, if you have a team that wins a national championship, you get 100 points. So right now, Penn State, women's volleyball, 100 points. Wrestling, I guess, 100 points. All right. And then depending on, you know, finishes, like men's hockey, of course, went to the Frozen Four this year. So they got 83 points. That's good. Men's gymnastics was fifth nationally in the recent NC tournament. They got 73 points. Fencing, Penn State fencing's always strong. They got 72 points. Women's gymnastics got 45.5 points. They hosted that NCAA regional a couple of weeks ago. Women's hockey got 25 points. They won their league title. That's all for winter stuff. Football got 75 points for going to the, you know, the semifinals of the college football playoff. Women's soccer did really well, got to the NCAA quarterfinals. They got 73 points. Women's cross country did well back in the fall. They got 60 points. So that's where this point thing comes from, all right? Now, spring sports, well, we'll have to see. Lacrosse, men's lacrosse, again, Penn State, number four. Could they run the table? Yes, they could, all right? Could they do this? Yes, they could, which would be amazing if they could pull that off. We'll see what happens. Actually, now, if my friend the Ironhead were here, this is where I would do my fun game, Quiz the Ironhead. Which college has the most Division I varsity teams? Folks, do you know that? We'll play with you, all right? Which college out there has the most varsity teams? Da, 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 da. I'll give you a hint. It's 42 varsity teams. 42. Well, the correct answer is, yes, Harvard. Harvard has 42 Division I varsity teams. Right behind them, Princeton and Cornell have 37 varsity teams. All right, number one, these are all Ivy League. Number two, what do these three all have in common? They're sitting on money. They got lots of money. All right, we won't go into the political debate right now, but Harvard is sitting on a pile of money. So, yeah, they can afford to have 42 varsity teams. Do they win national championships? No, but they have 42 varsity teams. Very interesting. How about that? All right, Major League Baseball last night. Oh, the Pirates came so close to pulling out the broom in Los Angeles against the Angels. That game heard last night, late last night, here on 98.7 The Fox. Pirates lose to the Angels 4-3 last night. The Buccos jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. O'Neill Cruz had another home run. But then the Angels scored three times in the fourth to tie it up. And then they got a solo home run from Zach Neto in the bottom of the eighth. Did the Angels, and they win the game 4-3. The Pirates now fall to 10-16. They don't have to drive very far. They essentially drive from Anaheim sort of into Los Angeles, because now they have a weekend series with the Dodgers, which will begin, and again, this is late tonight. Airtime here on 98.7 The Fox tonight will be 9:45, so our time, first pitch won't be until like 10:20 tonight. So that game, yeah, that game's going to go late. They have another late game tomorrow night. And then Sunday, it's an afternoon game. Again, on Sunday here on the radio, airtime will be at 3:45. First pitch at 4:10 or thereabouts, I guess. Then they come back on home again. Phillies did not play last night. They've got a weekend set in Chicago against the Cubs. Wrigley Field. afternoon game. Yep, that's today. First game at 2:20. Phillies, again, kind of clunking along right now. They've lost four straight. They need to, kind of get their act back together again. All right, I tell you what, I'm going to take a break right here. And when I come back, this NFL draft stuff, again, I don't normally watch this stuff, but last night I was home. I thought, oh, why not? Because I thought, two Penn Staters I know are going in the first round, maybe in the top 10. And then all of the other theatrics and all the other craziness. If you watched it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't watch it last night, well, we're going to describe it for you. Interesting things that happened at the event last night. Also, again, I've got a release from State Senator Chris Dush. I'm going to read this, and some of you are going to be angry when I read this. This came out yesterday. There could be a fight brewing here about Rockview and Quijada boot camp. This could get very interesting. Some Trump talk, some other talk, and hopefully some talk with you when the show continues after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium in the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Yes, I'm an old guy. This is back when they made music. Love Dire Straits, all right? Let's talk here for a Friday morning. Scott with you again, our friend, the Ironhead Jeff Byers. Yes, he'll be back on Monday. You lucky listener, you. You don't have to listen to me all the time. All right, he'll be back on Monday, and he'll, I'm sure, share his exploits from a week and a half vacation to Wyoming and Florida. Dang, I'm jealous. I mean, seriously, I'm jealous. He'll be back on Monday. We're looking forward to that. In the meantime, we've got open line time for the rest of the show. We've opened it wide up. All right, join us. Phone number 814-954-7266. I've got some things here. You can chime in on those. If you want to throw something totally new into the mix, that's perfectly fine. That's why we call it an open line show. 814-954-7266. Yes, the NFL draft last night began last night. Again, first off, I don't know what I was thinking. I had a senior moment, I suppose, yesterday. I think, I'd have to go back and listen to the recording. I think at one point yesterday I said, yeah, the first round, every team gets 15 minutes for a pick. No, that's 10 minutes for a pick. Come on, Scott, they haven't done 15 minutes for a pick for like over 15 years. Oops. Sorry, folks. 10 minutes per pick. It still went rather late. I'll be honest, after the Steelers made their pick at number 21, I called it a night. I figured, all right, when I wake up in the morning, I'll see, you know, who went where and what was done and all that sort of stuff. So after the Steelers pick, I was like, okay, this is what I wanted to see. ESPN, of course, as usual, had the coverage, lots of talking heads. Nick Saban is an interesting fellow. Now, ESPN, essentially, if you didn't watch this last night, they had like two panels. They had sort of their pro panel with, you know, guys that normally do their pro football coverage. Then they had their college football game day panel, because these guys that were drafted, of course, are former college players. Nick Saban is now on that list. And you got Kirk Herbstreit there and so on. And these guys are all pretty loose, except for Saban. Saban is very, you notice this, he's very straight-laced. I mean, just getting this guy to break a smile is a challenge. You know, doing like laughter and so on, that is not his gig. That is just not. And so at one point, again, this gig last night was at Green Bay, Wisconsin. And they're live on the air, and some person brings in a big tray of wings and, I think, cheese. It's Wisconsin. And some other stuff, like food, on this tray. And they say, go ahead, put it on our you know, our big table here. And so they put it on the table right in front of Nick Saban. And, of course, the other guys, oh, hey, food, this looks great. And so there's Kirk Herbstreit grabbing a wing, and he's dipping it in the sauce, you know, and so on. And you just see Saban there, and you can almost read his face like, what the heck is this? What's with the food, you know? I came here to talk football, not eat food. Nick Saban is he's an interesting, straight-laced fellow. He just is. So, okay, Nick, sorry that we... I think he finally picked up something and ate it. He kind of put it in his mouth like, okay, I'm eating. Can we move on now? That's he's got great comments. He does. I mean, obviously, Nick Saban. But the rest of the shtick and so on, he's not a shtick guy. He just isn't. But anyway. All right, so if you watched this gig last night, I've got a whole bunch of notes here. First off, the national anthem last night. What the heck was this? Folks, I'm sorry. Scott here. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to the national anthem. Just get up, maybe have a choir or something, and sing the national anthem. Just straight. Don't... None of that. Please stop, stop. So I don't even know who this guy was last night, because I can't say I follow music closely. Some dude on a guitar, and right off the bat, ding, 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 ding. I'm thinking, okay, here we go. Oh, say, can you see? And I'm thinking, oh, please. Please, please stop. Just stop right there. All right? Now, I know some of you folks, you probably love that stuff, all right? If there's, I don't know, a hip-hop artist or something, and they, I'm sorry, in some cases, come on, they mangle it. All right? They do. Now, if I just hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. But they do. They mangle the national anthem. Well, this guy, I don't know who this guy was last night, but I'm just, you know, watching this, I'm thinking, oh, for goodness sakes, can we just, you know, get a choir from the University of Green Bay, if there is such a thing, and just have them come out and just sing the national anthem straight. Just sing the song, and everybody cheers, and that's it. Not high the dawn's early light. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Stop, stop, stop. I'm a traditionalist with the national anthem. Let's squeeze in a call here before I continue. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, Scott, you got an excellent job. One man show is hard.
What do you got?
I'm going to leave the, what do you call them, hip-hoppers alone. I think this is folks that want to be 50 years later doing a Jimi Hendrix version. They cannot play the guitar.
No. No. I'm sure that guy last night is a talented musician, but not with the national anthem, buddy. Just stick to whatever it is you normally do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. They got to deconstruct beauty and turn it into something ugly. And that gets you the, I don't know, I guess that sells albums these days. But, yeah, you covered a lot of ground today, and I appreciate that. But, yeah, if anybody gets a chance to go to the Penn Relays, it's a carnival.
Yes.
And it invites athletes and runners from middle school all the way up to, like you say, international. The final events are by international caliber athletes. And what I love about it is every seat is taken. It's in that 1920s old brick arena.
Franklin Field.
And as the athletes make their way around the track, the whole stadium is alive with every race. It's a neat event. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Unfortunately, there's no parking, and you have to take the elevated line and subway. So, travel in packs.
Franklin Field, you're in Philadelphia. All right,
yep.
You're in. So, yeah, and I've tried to drive into Philadelphia. Ugh, not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun at all.
Well, enjoy your weekend, Scott.
All right, appreciate
Thanks
the call.
Thanks for such a great show this week. Take care.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind. All right, 814-954-7266, if you'd like to chime in. All right, NFL draft again last night. Now, again, if you watch this thing, first off, you got all the build up before they finally, got going after 8 o'clock. Not every guy that was taken in the first round last night was there. So, for instance, Abdul Carter from Penn State, he was there. Tyler Warren was not there. All right, Tyler decided to spend time with his family. They live in Virginia. And so he was down there. So they had a webcam or something there. So you saw Tyler and his family when he was chosen. And yay, and people are cheering and all that sort of thing. So not everybody, goes to this gig. It's their choice. They don't have to. But if you notice, if you watched it last night, for most of these guys, I mean, this thing is a fashion show now. Did you see what Abdul Carter was wearing last night? I mean, he looked slick. He looked really good in this head-to-toe, really sleek black outfit that he was wearing, like a suit, and with a big, giant, chain around his neck and so on. I'm thinking, okay, bud, now he's bucking for the cover of GQ or something, that or Men's Health. I don't know. He looks really, really good there. Other guys look pretty good. Some guys... Okay, that's an interesting outfit you're wearing there. Right now, again, this was in Green Bay, Wisconsin last night. So Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, comes out and he's booed. He's booed. Right off the bat, as soon as he takes the stage, the guy gets booed. Well, that's not good, all right, because he's the guy that has to come out pretty much and announce every, and with the 23rd pick, that's him. Although he did look slick in his white sneakers. All right, that stylish, if you will. Okay. Some surprises, not really a lot last night. Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami, went first to Tennessee. That was expected. Then there was a surprise. There was a trade. Now, for my fellow Steelers fans out there, we have fun dumping on the Cleveland Browns because they seem to have a history of screwing this up, so to speak. Cleveland had the number 2 pick. And, of course, everybody, how's Cleveland's going to blow this one? That sort of thing. Well, they did a deal with Jacksonville. Jacksonville had the 5 pick, so they sort of swapped. But if you followed this last night, actually, I think this was a very smart move by Cleveland. I hate to say that, but there it is. Because they got a bunch of other picks, and they got Jacksonville's first pick next year. So next year, right now at least, Cleveland will have 2 first-round picks. All right? You can love or hate Cleveland. Up to you. That was cagey. The Browns thought, all right, we're sort of looking to the future. Maybe not, just like not abandoning this season, but we're looking to the future. We're looking to build. We need to, stockpile some really high draft picks. And with this swap deal with Jacksonville last night, they did. Now, I'd be curious to be on Jacksonville radio or listening to Jacksonville radio this morning. What did they think of that deal? Did they maybe give away too much? Maybe. Jacksonville radio. I wonder what they're talking about today. If you watched again this last night, This was outside Lambeau Field. And then there was like a, I guess call it a backstage area, where all of the athletes and their families, where they were kind of hanging out until their name gets called and so on. Pretty posh, you know, pretty cool. Everybody's all dressed up and all that sort of thing. But if you watched this last night, did you notice that when a guy's name gets called, and the number three pick, Abdul Carter, you know, they go backstage, people are hugging, and then there was this long walk to get to the main stage. Did you notice that last night? I'm thinking, can't you just put them out on stage? This really long walk to get to the stage. I mean, this was a made-for-TV event. No doubt. I mean, they, ESPN just, and the NFL just really juiced it up last night. I'll be curious to see what they do in Pittsburgh next year. Ashton Ginty, remember him? Boise State. All right, was a high pick, no surprise, running back from Boise State. Remember, Penn State beat Boise State in the college football playoff, all right, a few months ago, whenever that was. And it, did you notice, now, of course, when any of these guys gets chosen, then ESPN, they start showing highlights. This is what this guy can do. This is what he can do. This is great. Did you notice they didn't have any highlights from the Penn State game? Gee, I wonder why. Because Penn State put the clamps on the guy? Yeah. I think one talking head did mention his fumble trouble in that particular game. Remember that? He had a couple of oopses. That was, I'm actually surprised that got tossed in there from one talking head. Okay. Tyler Warren was not the first tight end taken last night. That went to Colston Loveland of Michigan, went to the Bears. Now, Loveland, outstanding player. Guy's really good. Big, big, tall guy. He's really solid, all right? He was expected to be the second tight end, not the first, but he got picked by the Bears. You know, the so-called experts thought Tyler would be top 10. They got through the first 10, and nope, no name. Although, I tell you what, now again, people like to dump on the New York Jets. Allegedly, the Jets were supposed to take Warren because they could really use a good tight end. Well, they didn't do that. So I wonder what the radio is saying in New York this morning. That must be interesting. Actually, I think Tyler, good for him. He was the number 14 selection to the Indianapolis Colts, which, again, I'm no expert by a mile, but I know the Colts really need a good tight end. And probably when they got to their pick and they saw Tyler still on the board, they're like, oh, we're not wasting any time right here, him. And so in Indianapolis, they were probably really happy last night. And for Tyler, again, congratulations to him. That's great. Again, Abdul Carter, number three to the Giants. Everybody picked that. Surprised nobody. When they did that Jacksonville-Cleveland deal, I thought maybe Jacksonville will pull a surprise and pick Carter. No, they went for somebody else, and they went for Travis Hunter, who's, you know, two-way Heisman Trophy winner, all that stuff. And so Abdul goes third to the Giants, no surprise. Warren 14th to the Colts. Think about it this way. He's going from blue and white to blue and white. All right, the Colts. Blue and white. And again, I think that's a great pick for the Colts. And it's a great pick for Tyler. I think he will be welcomed and could do some really good stuff there in Indianapolis. So watch out for that. Then we get to the Steelers. 21. Now all this talk, quarterback, 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 quarterback. And when they got to 21, look who was still on the board. Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart. Those two guys in particular still on the board. That wasn't supposed to happen. So if you're a Steelers fan, come on, what were you thinking last night? Okay, here we go. Which one? Which one's going to be? Well, it was Derek Harmon, a defensive tackle from Oregon. Now, defensive tackle, also a big need for the Steelers right now. Their defensive line is getting old. Cameron Hayward's like 36, I think, or something like that. You got TJ Watt doing awesome things on the edge, and in the middle, it ain't happening. So Harmon was a guy, you know, the stories from last night, early this morning, you got Mike Tomlin saying, that was our guy. That's the guy we wanted right there. Apparently not a quarterback. Now, what's interesting, again, rounds 2 and 3 are today. The Steelers, unless they did a deal, have no picks in the second round today. None. Their pick in the third round isn't until number 83. So now the quarterback, now there, I know Steelers fans that you're out there and you're anguishing like, oh my gosh, we blew this. Oh no, what am I going to do? Well, I think Aaron Rodgers is sitting back somewhere. You know, we've debated, what are they going to sign him? Is he going to retire? What the heck's going on? I think Rodgers is sitting back, or has been sitting back, essentially to say, okay, I want to see where this team is going before I commit myself to something. Because I did that with the New York Jets, and it was a disaster for 2 years for Rodgers. And so I think he sat back, he's sitting back like now, today, tomorrow, this weekend, whatever, to see, okay, I want to see where this team is going. What are they building? What are they picking before I commit myself to anything? Now think about it. That's a smart move, right, on Rodgers' part. That's a very smart move. Steelers fans were all frustrated. Like, come on, you going to do it or not? All right, you gonna do this, or are you going to retire? Are you going to go to the Vikings? Or what are you going to do? Well, he's being smart, probably not what he did with the Jets a couple of years ago. He's being smart to say, I want to see the guys they pick in the draft. I want to get a feel for where they're going, and if I like it, then I'm going to sign a deal with the Steelers. If not, then I'm going to do something else. And the Steelers probably know this, obviously. And this has probably just been a dog and pony show for the last couple of weeks. They know. They know that we want to build. We need to sort of rebuild, if you will. We need to show Rodgers, okay, look, we're serious. We're rebuilding. Now, why don't you come on board and help us out for a couple of years? And then we'll worry about a new young quarterback, I don't know, next year or something like that. Now, it's interesting. Shedeur Sanders was not taken in the first round last night. There is the big disappointment of the night. What the heck happened there? That he slid right off the board. How did that happen? He was supposed to be a top choice. Somewhere Deion is not happy. All right? His dad, Deion Sanders. Prime time. Well, Shedeur was not prime time last night. What happened? Well, tune in tonight. I guess it's about 7 o'clock, I believe, tonight for the start of round two. How long will it take before Sanders gets picked? That was the most interesting move of the night. What happened to this guy? Jackson Dart went to the Giants. They did a little wheeling and dealing last night. Again, Giants fans, Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart, they are very happy this morning in Big Blue Land. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. Interesting stuff when we come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap, and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Hey, this is Joe Ludnuski. Join Jack Quinn and me every weekday, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2, for PA Sports midday, Pennsylvania Sports Network, and streaming at pasports.net. Jack, Joe, me, you, all of us. It's going to be a good time every time right here, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. It's the midday show. Be there or be square. We're streaming at pasports.net, the Pennsylvania Sports Network.
Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
When winter is at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium in the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Your sports radio. Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. Just one more time for the classical, because I know the Ironhead. He sits in what I call the big chair here in the studio, and he would never pick this, never. So one more go around for my fellow classical music fans out there. Let's talk here for a Friday morning show. All right, open line time. I'd love to hear from you on. Well, I've got a couple of. One in particular, interesting thing, but or something of your own, that's fine. 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266, if you'd like to chime in here. Let me give a very quick free plug of sorts for our website, 987thefox.info. Now, for you streamers out there, you've already been there, because that's where the buttons are, where you can, you know, stream this show, other shows, Pirates baseball at night, you know, and all that sort of thing. Go to the website. The buttons aren't hard to find. They're right out in front of you, either on a computer, on your phone, or whatever. We have our Let's Talk page, where we have either whole shows or interview clips from our recent shows. So, for instance, yesterday, our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we had a great chat about tourism. Not just, you know, here's what's coming, but also some of the background stuff, the importance of tourism and trying to make it year-round and all that sort of stuff. Really good, thorough, I thought, discussion yesterday. If you somehow missed it, lucky you, 987thefox.info, Let's Talk section. You can, it's a podcast, but it isn't. It's not a podcast because that would run through a podcasting service. We're just posting this stuff straight on the website, and all you got to do is go there and click on a link, and the player opens, and you can listen to stuff anytime you like. Dr. Michael Berkman, Penn State political science professor, was with me a couple days ago. You can hear his stuff if you missed. He had some thoughts, which I'll probably will touch on here this hour, that He and I agreed on most stuff, disagreed on a couple things, but there was one or two things. He was talking, and I'm like, it's the radio. You have to play along. I'm nodding my head like, yep, I agree. Yep, absolutely. Actually, there's an interesting event on the Penn State campus today. I wish I could take part in this. They are Zooming it, apparently. I've got a release here. It says a political morality conference is being held at Penn State today. It's called the Consortium on Moral Decision Making. Very interesting, about political polarization and moral decision making. Now, this event is today. It's 6 hours long. It's from 11 this morning until 5 this afternoon. The, I guess, physical event will be at Foster Auditorium, which is located at Paterno Library. They are live streaming on Zoom, but again, this thing is 6 hours long. And unfortunately, a lot of us have jobs and work we have to do. So I've got a lineup of guests and so on. I'm going to keep this because I would love to have some of these folks on our show to talk about some of these issues. From the McCourtney Institute for Democracy. Now, our friend Dr. Berkman's involved with that one. The Rock Ethics Institute, the Social Science Research Institute, the Department of Philosophy, Department of Psychology. In other words, they got a lot of people. This sounds like a really interesting event that they're doing today. If you're interested in this and you want to Zoom it, do a little web searching. It might be on the main Penn State website, psu.edu. I don't know about that or for certain, but I'm going to see if I do some follow up on this. That's an interesting event. Which is correct. There's so much polarization in politics now. I mean, it's getting crazy. Again, all these hands-off rage protests that are out there, and I continue to say, okay, that's great. What's good with this? What good is going to come from this besides a whole lot of people just getting all riled up and angry? Is that good or not? I'm not sold. I'm not a fan. So, and of course, stuff then on the other side. Like, for instance, I could meander in different directions here. Every morning for the show, I have my own notes, which I have on my phone, that I, scroll up and down and talk about things. I put in a note last night, and my note is very simply, I think it's time for Pete Hegseth to go. Now, Pete Hegseth is the former Fox News host, former military, that Donald Trump chose to be his Secretary of Defense. This guy has now turned into just a 24/7 distraction because of all the things he's apparently trying to do, and not official things, like the way he communicates, and he's trying to circumvent rules and all this sort of stuff. I think it's time for this guy to go. Now, that's one man's opinion. When somebody starts to become too much of a distraction, that it starts taking away from the good things, put it that way, the good things that you're trying to do, it's time to go in another direction. And I think Hegseth has now crossed that line, and it's time to find somebody else. Now, who the somebody else is, I have no idea. Somebody preferably not a political appointee, not for the Department of Defense. No. It needs to be somebody with a military background. And again, Hegseth is former military, but he is or has been a Trump loyalist for a very long time, which is probably a main reason he got the job in the first place. And my thought is simply, sometimes loyalists are not the best people to choose. Now, I understand why they do that. A president wants to surround themselves with people loyal to him or her. Makes perfect sense, right? You wouldn't surround yourself with people that disagree with you all the time. That would drive you insane. But there's a balance there someplace. All right? You put together a team that doesn't always say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, all the time. Put together a team that periodically, boy, I don't know about that one. That may not be the best way to go, Mr. President. And here's why. Boom. All right? If I were president, and folks, don't worry, this will never happen. okay? I don't want you to worry for the weekend that somehow I'm going to run for president, win, and rule the country. No, I got other things to do. Thank you very much. But if I were president, that's what I would do. All right. Yes, I want to pick people loyal to me that have the same basic beliefs that I have, but I wouldn't be afraid to pick somebody that isn't afraid to disagree with me, because I know I don't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers, not even Donald Trump. I know that's a newsflash for some of you, but it's true. So, and again, Hegseth is the ultimate loyalist, but he's tried this, and he's done this, and he accidentally had a guy, a reporter, on a text feed that shouldn't have been there, and details about defensive maneuvers that our adversaries would love to have in advance. Not a good thing to do. And now trying to circumvent maybe some things and doing things with his personal computer, including his wife on communications. Does she really need to be included? I just think it's time for Pete Hegseth to go. And I'm wondering just how much longer Trump and company, the White House, are going to continue this before they finally say, okay, this is too much of a distraction now. This isn't working. Time for somebody different. And then they'll find some way. Well, we really appreciate Pete's responsibility and his, his hard work for the Defense Department and looking to the future. But we have both decided that we need to move on, which of course is a lie. They fired the guy, or they would fire the guy. All that sort of stuff. I just think, do you agree? Disagree? 814-954-7266. It's time for Hegseth to go. Time for him to go. All right, the Pope's funeral is, of course, tomorrow morning. Now, again, Scott here, I'm Protestant. Maybe if this funeral was at a decent hour, I would watch tomorrow. Again, it's going to be at 10 a.m. Rome time, which is 4 a.m. our time. All right. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a second here. We'll get to you in a second. 4 a.m. our time. 1 a.m. Pacific time. Now, maybe out in the West Coast, folks are just going to stay up and pull an all-nighter or something, but very, very early. Okay, 4 a.m., there you go. And then the drama starts. Who's the next pope going to be? And that whole show should start in about a week or two. By the way, did you notice who the guy was on Monday of this week who said that relatively new movie, Conclave? Watch for the ratings on Conclave, or the viewings on Conclave, to go through the roof. Guess what's happened this week? Yes, those numbers have gone through the roof. I think that is on... Shoot, I didn't write this down. What streaming channel? I think maybe Amazon. Amazon Prime streaming channel has Conclave. And the whole idea is the Pope dies and you have to pick a new Pope. And there's drama and intrigue behind the scenes and all this sort of stuff. That's pretty much what's going to happen in real life here now for the next couple of weeks. So Conclave. I've seen Conclave. It's a little dry, but it's interesting. All right, interesting movie if you want to go check that out. All right, let's see if we still have our caller. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I'll just pick up where you left off. Conclave. Is that the more recent film,
yes,
or is that the one from the 40s?
No. That's just from like a year or two ago.
So this is about the resignation of Benedict and then...
No. Conclave is a fictional drama movie.
Oh.
Won awards. Ralph Fiennes. I like Ralph Fiennes. I think he's great. Ralph Fiennes is one of the stars of the movie. I'm trying to think who some of the other actors are. I can't remember. But this is from, like, last year.
Well, there was some... I stopped watching movies in the 80s. But I heard there was one that was about the... for Catholics, the resignation of Benedict was the thing that just didn't sit well.
Oh yeah, I mean that was that never happens. That was like 12 years ago. That never happens. Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
big.
It did happen once before. It was like 1,000 years. And then the weird thing was this guy who resigned before, they did the politically astute thing. They put him in jail because they didn't want to create a commotion if he decided to take his seat back.
Okay.
But with Benedict, he was hanging around the perimeter. You know, had his pope outfit on, and
you know, he's kind of acting, you know, he was having the ring and people were kissing the ring. So, well, and then you had Francis who was doing the humble thing. So it created a lot of confusion.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama at the top of the Catholic Church right now. I mean, there was before the Pope passed away. Definitely is now. So, again, these next couple of weeks going to be real interesting.
Yeah. So the whole, what it comes down to is, yes, the Holy Ghost is there, but will the cardinals listen?
always
that human element.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. The Holy Ghost is always there. So, well, I don't know. That's my take. I do believe in Christ and the triune God.
Okay, sure.
But, no, man can definitely turn away from the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So I want to get back to, let me see. I heard an interesting word today on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Tariffizing.
Whoa, what's that again?
Tariffizing.
Okay, what is that?
You know, like you have terrorizing.
Okay.
So now this is tariff, using tariff.
Tariffizing. Okay. Isn't that cute? Very nice.
And it came out of my favorite president's mouth. So I thought that was interesting. At least the guy does keep me in stitches. I like that about him. But,
well, if that's the purpose, then he nailed it, so that's good.
Yeah. So with today's 6 hours, I guess, talk, I think the title's interesting to me. Like you, I'm not going to have 6 hours to go to it.
Oh, this Penn State event? Yeah.
Yeah. So what? When you gave the title, what caught my attention is polarizing. So once upon a time, morality, which is outside of religious realm, is written on every man's heart because most men don't like their wives being stolen away, don't like their property stolen, don't like to be murdered, like to be paid an honest wage for an honest day's work. That used to be a common theme. And everybody in the world of politics agreed when the prophet and or the saint came along and reminded us in the political world of morality, we all agreed to do the same thing, kill the prophet. So I think it's interesting that political folks are discussing morality and they're polarized. So that kind of gives me some insight to the discussion.
Well,
wondering if they're trying to reinvent morality.
Again, I wish I could check out this event. It's a six-hour event today. Now, they're Zooming it, which means it's online. And if they're Zooming it, I'm assuming they're recording it. But I don't have time to watch a six-hour recording, for goodness sakes. Maybe afterwards they'll come out with the Cliff Notes version, which would be great. But I've got a list of names of some of the people involved. I'm going to try to reach out to at least a couple of these folks to say, hey, we'd love to have you on our show. Just to let's talk about this, you know, because this is important stuff right now.
No, I would be very interested in that. I know the sports fans are hanging around the edges here, may not be, but no, that's interesting to me.
Okay.
Well, I think, and as with regard to the current, which is the Secretary of Defense, I think he was hired only because he was on the Fox News. And I think Trump surrounds himself with people who are like himself, you know, can kind of talk 24/7, just keep it mixed in the media. And when they no longer serve that skill set or that ability, yeah, I think you're right. He'll cut him loose. You know, he'll wait for a long weekend here when things are kind of boring, and I think he'll be asked to move on.
Well, that's an interesting strategy. I didn't think of that. Yeah, you could be right. You could be right. All right, we got to take a break. Thanks for your call. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Yeah, actually, that's the caller nails it there, actually. Have you ever noticed how many things get released on a Friday evening down in Washington? Because they know going into a weekend, things kind of get slow and it's not the same coverage as during the week. Late Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Oh, we've decided to do this. Now, today's Friday. We'll see what happens next Friday. I don't know. Interesting thoughts from our local state Senator Dush when we come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is where you will hear Paul Skeens pitch.
Swing and a miss, another strikeout for Skeens. That's four through two innings. Six up, six down for Paul Skeens.
And this is where you can learn that Key Brian Hayes is one of the best defensive players in Major League Baseball.
Bunnett toward Baruchy, now to third. Hayes, bare hands, throws, and got him! Terrific play by Key Brian Hayes! Magnificent!
Or perhaps you're just wondering, how do you answer?
Swing, fly ball, deep right field. Cruz has hit a grand slam. That's how you answer. That's how you answer.
Stay tuned for more Pirates baseball all summer long, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And hopefully you remember how to properly use your Jolly Roger.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
This year's Penn State Board of Trustees election is about transparency and competence. And Pat Romano is asking for your alumni vote. Pat is a successful local business owner from Phillipsburg and a leader on the World Campus Alumni Board who believes in lowering student tuition, saving Commonwealth campuses, improving the Penn State student experience, and in honoring Joe and Sue Paterno by returning the Joe Paterno statue. Number three on your alumni ballot, Pat Romano will focus on Penn State's future and enough of the nonsense. This spring, vote for Pat Romano for the Penn State Board of Trustees.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
How's that for some good entry music? And I'm a sucker for Tchaikovsky. Love Tchaikovsky. 1812 Overture and lots of other great tunes. All right, that's enough. Let's talk here for a Friday morning. Scott with you again. Our friend Jeff Byers back on Monday. You will all be cheering. You'll be so happy that he's finally back. Week and a half. A fast week and a half, but if you'd like to join us here for our final half hour of the show, 814-954-7266, 814-954-7266. Now, I think I mentioned, this might have been last week, or this was earlier this week, the week of May 12th, you might want to circle on your calendar, All right, so that would be a couple of weeks. Week of May 12th could be very interesting around here. Some might call it the double whammy because they, I think, both sort of are poised to happen almost at the same time. What are we talking about? Penn State may announce as soon as then or around then, okay, Commonwealth campuses, we're going to be closing. Boom, 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 boom. All right, that could happen. It's going to be after graduation, after all that's done. Spring semester is now over, and then drop the hammer, all right? Maybe the week of May 12th. Let's see what happens. And then maybe that same week, what about Rockview Prison and the Quijana Boot Camp, all right? That week will be 3 months after the original announcement. So they did the 3 months they're supposed to do, public comment, all that stuff. Okay, here we go. Boom, boom, we're doing this. Boom, boom, boom. That could be a very interesting week, the week of May 12th. Now, I'm hoping we're working on this. We want to get local state Senator Chris Dush on our program, hopefully one day later next week. We had the senator scheduled a few weeks ago. He had some surgery recently, which kind of, I guess, slowed him up or delayed him a little bit. And so they asked to postpone. Like, okay, no problem. We got it. And actually, in this particular case, I'm kind of glad we postponed. Now, not yet. Hopefully, I'll find out today if we can have him on one day next week. But I get this media release yesterday from Senator Dush's office. Now, he has been rather outspoken about closing Rockview State Prison and the Quijana Boot Camp. Rockview gets most of the attention. And so his office sent out a release yesterday with a letter that he is, I guess, has sent to the Department of Corrections Secretary Laurel Harry. So apparently, I'm assuming this happened yesterday, he sent out this letter. Now, I don't have the whole letter. Excuse me. I don't have the whole letter, but I've got an excerpt here. For instance, I did know this about Senator Dush. He is a former state corrections officer. I didn't even know that. So he obviously this particular issue hits close to home for him. He is not in favor of closing Rockview and Quijana, but especially, I think, Rockview. And so he sends out this release yesterday, and I got an excerpt of the letter, and I read this excerpt, and my first response was, really? Okay, that's interesting. Although, I'm going to read this. I have heard this from another person, that pretty much what the senator talks about here, this other person told me essentially the same thing. And my thought back then, or this was, I don't know, last week or something, my thought was, really? That's not what we were told. All right, so I'm going to read this. This is an excerpt of the letter. The letter is a big, long letter. And it says, Secretary Harry, and this is Laurel Harry, who is the Department of Corrections Secretary. So this is Senator Dush's letter, all right? Our local, you know, one of our local state senators, Rockview and Quijana, both fall in his district. He says, Secretary Harry, I am writing to express concern about the decision to close SCI Rockview and Quijana Boot Camp. No surprise. I was told that there is crucial work that needs done at SCI Rockview, including roof work, boiler replacements, and paving work. This was information that I took at face value. Now, let me stop there. That's one of the things that's been tossed out over the last 3 months. Rockview is a very old building. It's apparently crumbling. It needs tens of millions of dollars of fix-ups. Meanwhile, the Department of Corrections says they have lots of excess space in other state prisons. So why should we spend all that money to fix up an old building when we could close the building and then disperse, you know, prisoners and whatever to other state prisons, and we won't be still at that point filled up, that we could do this and save a lot of money? All right? Right. If you follow this at all, that's been the line of logic. And you would hear that and say, well, yeah, that's a pretty good reason, yeah. Well, let me keep reading here. Again, this is from Senator Dush's letter. He says, this was information I took at face value. Then last week, I was shocked when I visited SCI Rockview and stood on asphalt that's less than a year old. I then saw that the roofs were partially done, and what isn't done is under contract. In other words, to be done. I also saw the boilers. One of them was finished, while the other was either under contract or finished. The fences are also new. All right, so in other words, Senator Dush made a visit to the prison, I guess it says here, last week. He probably thought the whole place is falling apart, and he's there, and he's like, wait a minute, that's fixed, that's fixed, that's about to be fixed, that's new, this is new. All right, that's not exactly what we were told earlier, is it? No. And again, I heard this from another person, I think last week, that said, yeah, they've already fixed up a whole bunch of stuff. It's done. All right, they've already spent the money and fixed the things up. And now they want to close the place. Now, does that sound odd? Yeah, if you read it that way. All right, now, I'm reading again. This is from Senator Dush's letter. These revelations made me question the legitimacy of the steering committee's findings. As the senator who represents Bellefonte, all right, I know, Rockview is closer to State College, but you get the idea. As the senator who represents Bellefonte, and as the chairman of the state government committee, which has oversight of the disposition of properties throughout DGS, it is my obligation to ensure that the steering committee's findings were based on accurate and current information. The empirical evidence that conflicts with the department's stated needs leads me and many others to believe that this is not the case. As I told you in the hearing, I no longer have the luxury of believing your department's assertions. Ooh. Ouch. Okay, that's a stinger right there. All right. Now, reading again, I would appreciate a response by the close of business on May 2nd, 2025. Absent such response, I will be considering a state government committee hearing for the purpose of issuing a subpoena for the information during the session week of May 5th. Now, again, Senator Dush is the chairman of the Senate State Government Committee. He can do this. All right? So he is apparently throwing the gauntlet down to the Department of Corrections saying, okay, I want a response, and I want it by May 2nd. Now, May 2nd would be next Friday. If I don't get such a response, we're going to go a little further with this. And the following week, we're going to get a subpoena, and we're going to find out what the real information is. All right. Now, the senator's letter is longer than that. This is sort of like the key excerpt, if you will. Now, if what the senator is saying is accurate, and again, I heard this from a second person recently. Oh, yeah, all that stuff they're going to fix up. They're already fixing it up. Some of the stuff is done. All right, and whatever, however much money they spent on it, they've already spent it, and they've already done it. Where originally, again, we were told, well, no, this, what was the number? $70 million of repairs is going to be needed to the prison building, I guess, and grounds and so on. You know, do we really want to sink that kind of money into an old, crumbling building? When we could, you know, close the building, I don't know, do something with the land, maybe, and then send in, you know, employees. Okay, yep, what, 650 employees? Okay, no worries for you. You'll be able to get a job at a nearby facility. And again, I remember that when this announcement first came out 3 months ago, I mean, I literally laughed out loud. I'm thinking, nearby facility? Where would that be? Well, Muncie, and I know Muncie. I have friends in Muncie. That's below Williamsport. That's a bit of a drive. I don't know, Huntingdon? I know Huntingdon. I've driven past the prison in Huntingdon many times. That's a bit of a drive for some people, all right? So of the 650 people, are they all, if they close Rockview, all right, come on, common sense, folks. If they close Rockview, are those 650 people going to stay with the Department of Corrections? Of course not. Mainly because I'm not going to move, like, way over there. And you're asking me to make long drives to work, like, if you will, every day. Do I really want to do that? Is that worth my time and money? All right. I don't think they are going to get their gas and miles, you know, gasoline reimbursed and all that sort of thing. I'm guessing on that. So you know that a significant chunk of those, I think it's 650 people, are going to say, I've lost my job. They'll get some kind of severance, and then it's, okay, I got to go find another job now. And that whole, you know, 650 people in one place, all of a sudden, gone. Like, okay, would that hurt the county? Yeah, of course it would. All right, you lose a business with that many jobs? Of course it's going to hurt the county. It's not good. But the whole premise was the place is falling apart, so that's why we're going to close it. All of a sudden now, Senator Dush's letter here, and again this other person that I chatted with, apparently this doesn't hold water. All right, this is inaccurate. Now the question is, does this Department of Corrections group, do they somehow not know this? That apparently a ton of money, not a ton, a chunk of money has already been spent to fix up the place and it's done? Is it possible that these folks don't know this? Now, if you just spent millions and millions of dollars, and again, let's see, what is it? Asphalt, roofs fixed up, boilers, those aren't cheap. One of them fixed, the other under contract or finished, brand new fencing. So in other words, state government has already spent, I would say, a serious amount of money to fix up the place, and now they're going to turn around and close it. Does that make any sense to you? I think that's Senator Dush's angle here. You mean you poured all this money into fixing up the place, and now you're going to turn around and close the place? Ugh. Imagine if you did that with any business. You fix up the business and then close it. Would that be a waste of money? Of course it would be a waste of money. No business would do that. That's dumb. You know, fix up the place and then close it. Why not just close it? And so there is some inaccuracy, apparently, with this. And the senator is now, with this release and letter and what he claims he's going to do, he's all over this one now. Again, we're going to take a break in a moment. Hopefully, maybe, I've got my contacts out there. We'll get Senator Dush on the show here one day later next week, if we can, you know, make the times and schedules work and all that sort of thing. I was ready. I figured they're going to drop the hammer on Rockview. All right, just, all right, they're done. They got their minds made up. I was not at that public hearing, what, a week or two ago, but I saw some coverage, and, you know, the Department of Corrections people, to my observation, they are pretty much sitting there, okay, next, all right, go ahead and talk. Okay, thank you. Next, all right, go ahead and talk. You know, that kind of vibe, could be wrong, but that's the vibe I got. Because we all thought, oh, the place is falling apart. Yeah, close it. The place maybe isn't falling apart. Isn't that interesting? All right, we're going to take a break right here. We'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in, you can. I've got plenty of other things here to talk about in our final segment. And we'll see if we can get the senator on the show, preferably one morning later next week. Because, again, the fun, if you will, is going to start either May 2nd or May 5th, depending on what happens with this. Very interesting. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll do more talking after this.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. No purchase necessary.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a stock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BellefonteCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BellefonteCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is where you will hear Paul Skeens pitch.
Swing and a miss, another strikeout for Skeens. That's four through two innings. Six up, six down for Paul Skeens.
And this is where you can learn that Key Brian Hayes is one of the best defensive players in Major League Baseball.
Bunted toward Berucki, now to third. Hayes, bare hands, throws, and got him! Terrific play by Key Brian Hayes! Magnificent!
Or perhaps you're just wondering, how do you answer?
Swing, fly ball, deep right field, cruises in a grand slam! That's how you answer! That's how you answer!
Stay tuned for more Pirates baseball all summer long, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And hopefully you remember how to properly use your Jolly Roger.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Get ready, Center County. Clearwater Pool and Spa is turning up the heat at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th with an incredible giveaway. We're giving one lucky winner a walk-in 735L hot tub by Hot Springs. This six-person luxury spa is designed for the ultimate relaxation experience. Featuring powerful massage jets for deep hydrotherapy, multi-zone LED lighting to set the perfect mood, energy-efficient smart jet technology to keep costs low, and of course, the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the industry leader in comfort and innovation. Want to enter? Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall before the event or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to take home this premium hot spring hot tub. Make sure to check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit us in person at our Center Hall location where you can browse our full lineup of hot spring spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our Imagine Pools and our selection of fiberglass pools by Ocean Reef. Win big this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With cloud fax solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
All right, one more segment for the week, and we wrap it up. Scott here again, the Ironhead Jeff Byers, back in the big seat here on Monday. I'm in the medium-sized seat, kind of over here in our studio, but it'd be good to have him back. He will, I'm sure, regale us with some interesting stories from his trip for a week and a half, Wyoming and Florida. Daggone, that's pretty cool stuff. But he'll be joining us again on Monday. Got about 10 minutes left. What do you think? All right, 814-954-7266. Again, that release and letter I read from State Senator Chris Dush, again, if what he says is accurate, that's interesting stuff. Why did the state apparently pour, and you got to figure, millions of dollars into already fixing up Rockview and then turn around and close it? All right, so we'll see if we can get the senator on one day, hopefully next week, later next week. If not then, maybe the following week sometime. The week of May 12th for both the Rockview decision and for the Penn State Commonwealth campus decision, those two could both come down at the same time, the same week. And yeah, call it a double whammy if that happens. All right, one step at a time. Very interesting stuff. All right, let's meander about for some other stuff. All right, how well do you know Josh Shapiro, our governor? All right. First off, now, Stephen Caruso from Spotlight PA. We've had Stephen on the program a couple times. He's great. He covers state government issues for Spotlight PA. He likes to tweet, put it that way, and I'd like to tweet, Scott here. So I kind of follow Stephen that way. Our governor sometimes, all right, this is a personal opinion. Our governor sometimes does some things like, what's he doing? What, you know, when he's able to get free tickets to pretty much any sports game he wants, I can't do that. You can't do that. Why can he do that? He gets paid. Why doesn't he buy a ticket like the rest of us do? All right. I don't know. That drives me a little crazy. Granted, he's the governor. Okay. But come on. That doesn't mean he gets freebies every time he turns around. There's supposed to be allegedly rules on this, but there it is. Now, apparently recently the governor did an interview. Okay, that's not unusual. He did an interview with the defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, Vic Fangio. And apparently he did this through official taxpayer-funded channels at the state capitol. Governor, message to the governor's office. Governor, you're the governor. You're not a sports talk host. That's our job. Okay? And we can't use taxpayer funds, that'd be nice, to, you know, pay our bills here at the station. That'd be cool. No, actually it wouldn't be. So, Governor, why are you now apparently doing sports podcasts with, you know, sports bigwigs, apparently, on our dime? Okay, that's very interesting of the governor. If he wants to be a sports host, then resign as governor and go work at a radio station. Governor, trust me, that would be a bad move. Don't do that. Okay, just a thought. Now, allegedly, Mr. Shapiro might be the, or wants to be, maybe a future Democratic presidential candidate. He was a vice presidential candidate last year, got passed over. Was that a smart move or not? All right, they're still debating that. All right, if Shapiro had been on the ballot with Kamala Harris, is it possible that they could have won Pennsylvania? Maybe. All right, possibly. And maybe some other places. But, again, Governor Shapiro, first, he's Jewish. Two, he's a big supporter of Israel. And apparently, with the hoity-toities at the top of the Democratic Party, that's a no-go. But allegedly, he's solid to be a presidential candidate in 2028. That make any sense to you? Not with this one, but definitely that one. Who knows? But one question here, and I'm taking this from a story from Axios Philadelphia, online news outlet. How many people really know Josh Shapiro? Now, he got elected governor, of course, 3 years ago, up for re-election next year, and he's running, going to run. But how many people really know Shapiro? How many know him? I'm reading this Axios Philadelphia story, and maybe a lot of folks really don't know him all that well, because they did a focus group of voters. You know, they get a bunch of voters, allegedly, randomly, and they kind of bring them all together, and they ask them questions and get responses and all that sort of thing. Okay, fine. Apparently, some of the people in this focus group, first off, the majority of them were not exactly big Shapiro supporters for a presidential run. Apparently not. It says here, let's see, only two of 13 voters that voted for Joe Biden but then voted for Donald Trump last year, 13 people, only two of them supported a potential Shapiro presidential run. Well, that's not good. And then some of the voters essentially just got things wrong. Because as says here in the story, one person thought that Shapiro was the lieutenant governor during COVID. Josh Shapiro has never been the lieutenant governor. He was attorney general previously. He's never been lieutenant governor. So got that wrong. Apparently this person blamed Shapiro for business closures. He really had nothing to do with that. That was Governor Tom Wolf that did that stuff 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and so on. Another voter in this group claimed that Shapiro supported the defund the police movement. He's never done that. No, he's not done that. If anything, I mean, think what you like. If anything, he's been a supporter of the police. He's never been for defund the police. All right, so that's wrong. So, you know, now granted, this was a handful of people, not very much, 13 people, that's it. So that's not a lot, that's not everybody. But when I saw this story, I just thought, okay, we got to wonder here, how many folks really don't know this guy? They don't know nearly enough about him. And now he's being pitched as a strong presidential candidate for 2028. We need to find out more. Now, next year, there will be a gubernatorial election. Shapiro is running. He will be the favorite. All right. If he has presidential aspirations, he needs a very strong showing next year, like a blowout, which frankly is what he had 3 years ago. All right. I mean, he won by a significant margin. He would need to do the same thing again, maybe even bigger. And then all of a sudden, for all those folks that, oh, he's Jewish, it's like, who cares? Oh, he supports Israel. Oh, for goodness sakes. That a big, you know, overwhelming win might overcome that stuff with staunch Democrats who would do essentially anything to get the White House back. All right? So, you know, over this next, I'm going to say 18 months technically, but 12 months, do some digging. And probably Shapiro in his office, not yet, maybe after Labor Day, they're going to start to crank up the PR machine. Hey, Shapiro for governor again, re-election, yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably once we get into the fall, that's when that stuff's going to start to kick into gear. So watch for that. That'll be a fun thing this fall. But they need to, I would say, those folks need to do an education campaign because there are a lot of people that maybe really don't know him. So what, there's something to watch out for, you know, like I said, a few months down the line. And finally, again, one of my favorite lines, it's interesting what makes a controversy. Did you know this week? All right. This happened on Wednesday down in Harrisburg, the State House Tourism Committee. Passed a bill to make the Hershey's Kiss the official candy of Pennsylvania. Now, on the one side, you might say, well, yeah, okay, everybody knows Hershey's Kisses. They're famous. They're worldwide. They're made in Hershey. All right, yeah, chocolate, I love them, yeah, yeah, yeah. Folks, there's a lot of other candies made here in Pennsylvania. For instance, Peeps. Now, I don't like these things. You know Peeps? Those, like, little super, super sugary, they look like little chicks or something like that, you know? Some people love them. I don't. That's too sugary for me. Like, But Peeps are popular, and they are made here in Pennsylvania. And somebody, I don't have a name, apparently found a way to ram this through the House Tourism Committee about the Hershey's Kiss being the official candy. Now, that's not official. This is in a committee. Now it would go for the State House for like a full vote. And then, I suppose, like other bills, it would have to go to the Senate and all this other stuff, you know, all this dancing around and so on. But, you know, what do you think? Hershey's Kiss, the official candy of Pennsylvania. Do we need an official candy? It's nice to know our folks in Harrisburg are working really hard for us. All right? Picking candies. Okay. Anyway. Hey, friends, it's a busy blue-white weekend. Get out there. Do some fun. I'll probably be doing lawn work again. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you here again on Monday morning. Get that feeling. It's a
feeling. It's a Fox. Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.